as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
This is Albin Lee Meldow, and this song is called Lulu.
Hello and welcome to the sessions at Midori House. I'm Holly Fisher, and today we're lucky to be joined by Albin Lee Meldow. After spending several years in soul bands, the Swedish musician has set out on his own, and earlier on this year he put out an EP called Lovers. We'll meet Albin properly later, but first of all, here he is performing live in Studio 2.
Lulu, Lulu, for a minute that day, got me believing in you. Lulu, Lulu, anything you say, oh, Lulu, Lulu, anything you'd ever say. Got me believing in you. Lulu, Lulu, anything you say I'll do. Lulu, anything you say I'll do. Lulu, anything you'd ever say. I sleep out on the pavement, baby, can split the single pavement, baby, can do whatever it takes to. Takes two to come on down. Started off like a bit of fun, but I'm still wasting here with you, Lulu. I'm still hanging here.
Albin, welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
And thank you so much for playing for us today.
Thank you. It's an honour to be here. So,
at the end of that session, you said, well, after we turned the microphones off, you said that you were going for a sound that was somewhere between Aretha Franklin, Elvis Presley and Bob Marley. I don't know.
In the mixing. in the mixing, that is. You know what? I don't want to put any label on it. I just want to be Albin, for these are my heroes. So wouldn't be the worst thing, would it?
It wouldn't be. I mean, that'd be quite an achievement if you
yes,
managed to sound like
I don't
all
think
three.
I will ever get that over. I'll do my best. I do love them all.
If we talk about your sound, you're from Sweden, a place that people will automatically think of for its sort of bright pop music, but you're kind of more of a sort of noir sound, I think. What influences you?
Well, really, it's emotion and life. This is my diary. And I just try to show emotion, as much emotion I can. So emotions is where I get my inspiration. In everyday life and things you see, it could be anything from a snowflake falling to something less beautiful than that. So that's where I get my inspiration.
And you say that these songs are your diary. I guess they're very personal to you. How does it feel to now be laying it all to bear and putting it out to the world and performing them?
Either you like it or you don't. I love it. So I'm very honoured. It's an honour, nothing else. No one told me to do this. I'm here by my own choice. And I'm just honoured that people like it.
Let's talk about how you got here, because you used to be in a band. What made you want to go solo?
Well, I played in a soul band called the Magnolia, and we played sort of Daptones, super soul-y independent music for 6 years. And I loved doing it. It's one of the best bands I've ever played with. And I really learned a lot from playing those years. But I want to do contemporary music. I want to be Albin. I want to show what I think. I want to do my thing. And I think it's easier to do that if you got all the power yourself. And I wrote music, and I had both bands going on. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'll never have a band again. Who knows? I love playing in bands. So what influenced? It's just life, you know? It's like any relationship. It's just like a plastic bag, I feel, that we will breach one day, you know? So we better fill it with flowers before. And so that's basically what happened. Life moves on.
This song is called Darling.
Hope you stay alone when he comes along. Darling, darling, hope your solution never comes walking along. Darling, darling, I'm on my way through night and day, through sunshine and rain, from far away. Do you hear me, babe? Do you hear me, babe? Darling, 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 darling. Well, put all your little debts at ease. Waited too long, now you won't wait for long. Rub it, but nothing will ever come. You gon' wait for long. My babe, you hear me, babe? From far away, the pain or gain, babe? Do you hear me, babe? Do you hear me, babe?
When did you start playing music?
Oh, my mum is a jazz singer and a music teacher. And my dad is also a musician, played reggae and punk and stuff here in London when he lived here. And he also wrote, actually, Lovers With Me. So that song, the first edition, was written in 1976 or 78, I'm not sure. So I come from a musical background. My mum was very much like David Beckham's dad. It was 1 hour of trumpet and choir practice before you could watch the telly. My mum is very leftist. She doesn't believe in media and plastic and shit like that. So that was why. I've never had any choice, really.
And you say that you wrote Lovers with your dad. That's so sweet. And do you still write together? And
oh, yes. I write with as many people as I can. It's Justin Parker, Jimmy Napes, Bastian Langebeck, there's Björn Yttling that produced the EP, But Let Me Go, that's Justin Parker. I try to be as flexible and open as possible. I mean, people would cut off their right arm just to meet Mr. Parker, who wrote video games. Mr. Napes has got an Oscar, so these people, it's an honour just to have the opportunity to work with them. So I work with many, many people and try to be as flexible, as open as possible.
And how do you find that collaborative process?
I love it. It's just like any relationship. You need to make it work. You know, it's people. When you work with people, we can go any way. But I like it. I mean, not for everyone, maybe, but for me. You know, I want to be a producer in the future. I want to be an actor. You need to work with people to be able to do that. Or there'll be a movie with just me in it. Could be good, but I think we need some more actors, actually.
A supporting cast.
Yes. That's my dreams, you know, and I don't think you're stronger alone. No one is strong alone.
What's the title of the album movie going to be?
Oh, I wouldn't mind being Mick Jagger, actually. I don't know. It's just a dream I have. I grew up in a theatre. I love being on stage, you know. So it's a dream I have in the future.
When you perform your songs live, do you put on quite a performance then?
Well, I hope so. I think that it's about showing emotion on stage. However you do that, it's up to you. But this is how I do it. I'm very much into African music. That is how I grew up. And if you watch Salif Keita, or if you watch, go and see Amadou Mariam, or go and see Youssou N'Dour, is one of my favourites. They do backflips. They show emotion.
And, I mean, you've just released one EP, and you're quite early in your career. What have you enjoyed the most so far from it?
Well, it's all the lovely people that send you messages and people that listen to your song and people come up to you and say, oh, I love what you do. That's why I do it. I'm doing it for you. I'm a storyteller, and that's the best part. I mean, like any job, you have pros and cons, but I'm mostly pros. Like, I'm honored to be here. This song is called Lovers.
Lover, give a little kiss and turn out the light. Lovers, give a little kiss before we fade away, babe. One more bottle of red, red wine. You know she never kisses me that way. One more bottle, I lose my mind. One last time, one more time. You're my lover. Give a little kiss and turn out the light. You're my lover. Give a little kiss before we fade away. One more bottle of red, red wine. You know she never caresses me that way. One more bottle, I lose my mind. One last time.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Albin Lee Meldal, and his EP Lovers is out now on Mayfly Records. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll have live music from Londoner Jamie Isaac, but for the time being, thanks very much for tuning in.
You my lover. Give a little kiss and turn.